country, right? One of the other things, like, I'm trying to touch on a lot of things here, I'm aware of that, and we're trying to condense it down, so, every once in a while you talk about, maybe parallel universes, and 2012, I know, is a big issue with you, and I was wondering if you want to say some stuff about that.
I guess I could, yeah. Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, there's so many different theories and different ways of looking at everything that, I mean, there's no right and wrong, really. It's just a matter of what, you know, I like to play with. And it's all ideas. Right now I'm climbing hills of ideas. And none are right or wrong because I don't have any facts. The only ones I have are the ones within me, right? I don't know which scientist said it one time. It was like, you can doubt everything except that you are a conscious being. So all the other ideas I come up with are just ideas. They're nothing to get bent out of shape over, you know? But, you know, 2012 thing, and what was the other thing you said there?
Parallel universes.
Yeah, I kind of thought about it for a while, and, you know, the left brain and the right brain, they kind of work together, but they're two different instruments for seeing reality. The left brain, I find, can see forward in time and back in time. It's in control of love, or can activate more, I guess, or is in tune with, like, your memory and your imagination, in a sense. But I think that's the logic part of the brain. I mean, and it is. The left brain is all logic. It organizes your speech and all that. And the right side of the brain is your creative brain. It's all creative stuff. But the right brain is focused on the moment. This one infinite moment that has always been here and will continue to go. It just kind of feels like as humans, and this society that we've built for ourselves is focused on the left brain mentality that you have to be logical and the only things you can see and touch are real. Well, I think the right brain is just as real, it's just not physical. But since we put everything up to this pillar of, like, has to be physical and touch, or otherwise we don't believe it. It kind of creates this separateness, right? And, yeah, so this right brain only knows this moment. It doesn't really, it isn't tuned with the past or the future. It doesn't really care. It's only, its only importance is the moment. And I think that's what our whole universe is, this one moment. I don't think it's another universe next to this one or something like that. I think it's the times, the moments that are next to one another. And, like, if you... A lot of people probably on here probably do know about John Teeter, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. He described time as being like slightly different, but they're never the same. It's like different dimensions, different size of dimensions. But when you go into all that, you get into like this holographic fractal universe, which is hard to describe. It's this one singular dimension that goes in on itself again and again and again to infinity, and that creates this infinite universe. And yeah, John Teeter described it as, like, you'd have one moment, next to another, in a sense. But you can't leave your time and go to another time and expect to come back to your exact time. You can only come back to one that's slightly like yours. Because it's hard to be that pinpoint precise with the dimensional, I guess, with his technology. But, yeah, parallel universes, I don't think are next to ours, in a sense. I think they might literally be in this one spot as well. And that's where we see all the different energies around us kind of converging, right? It's really hard to make sense of, but, you know, to get in the other thing you were asking was 2012. I think it's hard to come up with the information to get people really interested, I think, really, like, you know, solid proof or something, because it's really a culmination of all sorts of ideas coming together. And after you study them all, if you find them, then you start to realize there is a big picture. You know, the New World Order, the Mayan calendar, the Bible, the ancient Sumerian teachings, the Vedic texts, they all have things in them that point toward this end time. And, you know, but to give everyone hope for it is, you know, this one Hopi saying, which I liked, and Ian Lungold, this Mayan calendar researcher, said it. It's the Hopi Indian said, you know, when this time comes, and they were speaking to us at the time, people of this day and age, was to not hold on to the edge of the river, but to swim to the center and celebrate who you're with.
What does that mean to you?
Yeah, that can be taken a whole bunch of different ways, I guess. But to me, it just means that, you know, when it starts to get really hectic, you know, and the My Calendar shows that it actually tracks, and you can call it post-dix or pre-dix, the, you know, evolution, essentially. And it shows, it starts with the first level, which is the cellular level. The next one is the mammalian or something like that, and then it keeps going. And the whole calendar suggests that, you know, evolution is speeding up times 20. That's why every one of these levels, it shows how it's sped up times 20. And the last level is 260 days, and we're going to go from all the energies in those 260 days that we went through in every single level, which is like, you know, the cellular level. They have 13 days in every level, and basically, the 13 days describe a seed being born or whatever created to its final death, its whole growth to its death. And we're going to go through something like that in 260 days. So I just think it's go with the flow, kind of do your thing. Don't get bent out of shape. Try to find those enlightened ideas that you really hold and cherish. And just be true to who you want to be. Don't be something that society tells you that they expect you to be. That's kind of how I feel.
Okay, well, you can just give a yes or no on this, but you feel something will happen in 2012, you just don't know what it will be?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's a whole lot of ideas of what it could be, I guess. And total enlightenment. 2012 really is real. It is happening. Something will happen. And it's pretty much a fact because we know we're going to be aligned with the center of the galaxy, with the sun, along its equator. And that's really going to happen. The Mayans knew that because they were master astronomers. And our astronomers know that as well. So December 21st, 2012, we will be aligned with that galactic center. And the only question is, what is happening? You know, why is that so significant, right? Well, it's the energies from that, the gravitational energies, the magnetic energies, that all go along with shifting. You know, the Earth is a wobble. It sits on a wobble, right? And because it's slightly off course. It does one full wobble every cycle, every 26,000 years or something like that. So, and it's also the time where we finish one of these wobbles, apparently, and we go into the next age of Aquarius. So, you know, the Mayans said it was going to be the fifth world, end of this world, will create the fifth world, I think. And, you know, that they say that this time would be high technology. And the knowledge we have won't be superior, but it's different. It's just a different kind of knowledge that we'll have. Just like theirs is just different, not inferior. And, it's going to be interesting, I think.
Okay, well, I'm going to totally, like, completely change the course of the conversation here. David does a lot of studying on different sites, which I'll have him speak on right after this question. But what I was wondering is, what do you believe the whole, you know, political Bush campaign, 911, secret society garbage is all about? What do you see? All that stuff, I mean, it encompasses a lot of things. The Bilderbergs, the Freemasons. He studies all this. I study all of this. And he said, like, neither of us are experts or anything, but we each have our opinion, and I do value David's opinion. So I'll let him speak on that for a few minutes.
Yeah, that's another one. It's hard to say. I mean, there's so much to it, so much information, that you almost have to look at the fact that there is so much information. Like, what does that mean? And I think it's all chaos theory. I mean, if you know what chaos theory is, it's like order out of disorder, I believe. And if you look at how much disorder there actually is, you know, because of this New World Order campaign, you know, all the wars that they create and all that, I think they're kind of expecting a golden age really to arise out of, you know, the hell, in a sense. You know, the complete catastrophe and disorder of the whole world will create this really, really strict, but even better, ordered world. And it might not be as bad as everyone's afraid of. Everyone's afraid of control and the negatives that come along with it. But if you look at oneness and what that actually really means, and being a higher class of beings than we even are now, like we are, we're so caught up in, you know, the world we see that we can't see past it. And that's usually how evolution works. When something new happens or is created, that's when we bang our heads and go, what the hell were we thinking, right? Well, maybe that's what's going on. Like, right now, most people can't take care of themselves or can't get food or can't get water or something. But what if, psychically, you could listen to everyone's thoughts and you could hear that person screaming that they're starving or just hungry, and you have an extra piece of bread that you could go without? And but there's no guessing anymore. It's just, you know that. And so that, I think, might be, you know, the Masons, the Freemasons and Illuminati, I find they might actually be aiming toward that sort of society. I mean, if you look at the RFID chips implanting and what is it, like the smaller cities they want to have, and, you know, space colonies and all that stuff. I guess it gets out to the point where you really got to be wondering what their game is, what's the motive here, you know?